H. Santa Claus, released on the Atlas label in 1959. Before that, the Cruisers kicked off the set this last set of the evening with Lighthouse Rock, released on the Doré label in 1958. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next Thursday. Take care.
Look at you, and baby, no, I'm gonna be lonely. Come on, I will. If you see me start to fall, unless you wanna see me crawling, tell me that you're here. Stay with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. When you see the tears dripping down my cheeks, you know I'm slipping fast. Take good care of me. I don't know just what you're doing to me, but it's gonna ruin everything. Hear my plea.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready as you officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station. WMF.
Oh, yes! How you doing? It is another Thursday night in the city. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is Danny. Oh, it feels so good to be back in studio after a two-week hiatus. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, that is how long Danny has not been on the airwaves. Tonight, Stephanie, oh my goodness, she called, had car trouble, but don't you worry. She's going to be interacting with us, a lounge radio show on Facebook. You can give us a call, 855-915-9636. Oh my goodness. It is freaking cold outside, but we're going to have Mark Rosenthal of weatherblast.com. He's going to be calling in and telling you all about this wonderful weather, right, that is going on. But tonight, it's all about the Music 2017 Rock and Roll Nominee Party. They extended the voting. It ends today, so go online, make your vote count. We're going to get to as many artists as we possibly can, so I'm going to shut up and get to the music. We're going to get into Chaka Khan. Here it is, the 2017 Rock and Roll Hall of Rock and Roll Nominee Party, excuse me, here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, that's all I want to do, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock another feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you.
read your thoughts right now. Everyone from A to Z.
And this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, our 2017 Rock and Roll nominee party. And it just says it for itself. Chaka Khan, I mean, come on, the queen of funk right there. What does she have? 10 Grammys, an estimated 70 million records worldwide. Khan was ranked at number 17 in VH1's original list of 100 greatest women of rock and roll, and she is in there for the nominee this year. And she was actually nominated in 2012 and last year as well. So a lot of push can be for her to get in there. Of course, voting ends today, so get online and vote. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, just go right online. It is right on the Facebook page for the Lounge Radio Show. The link is right on there to go on there and vote. And more information about Khan, because I just want to do a little spotlight about her. She was the first R&B artist to have a crossover hit featuring a rapper with I Feel For You in 1984. And of course, her solo career, Khan has achieved 3 gold singles, 3 gold albums. That's a lot of gold, right? Oh my goodness, just so much more. And as I mentioned, with the Grammy Awards, 10 Grammy Awards, including 2 as a member of Rufus. She has received 22 Grammy Award nominations, including 3 as a member of Rufus. So there it is, Chaka Khan. And we're going to get get into so much more music, as many artists, as I mentioned, that we possibly can get into here tonight. And of course, I really do hope that you are staying warm. We're going to be checking in with Mark Rosenthal very shortly from weatherblast.com, so you're not going to want to miss that. We welcome the calls, 855-915-WMFO. Oh, I almost forgot about Stephanie's Vault. There's so much going on here tonight in studio. Stephanie Vault is coming on after 9 o'clock. Stephanie is interacting online, so you're not going to want to miss her vault. And of course, we have the local report, which is going to have a lot of cool stuff. Getting right back into the music of more of the 2017 rock and roll nominees here. Lounge Style, 91.5, WMFO, Medford, Boston. Oh, you're going to like this one.
Hey. ball. How many people cried? But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had. Well, no one told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
WMFO, Medford, Boston, you are in the middle of the lounge. We are doing our 2017 Rock and Roll nominee party. You heard from Jane's Addiction. You know, I love that video. Something about them walking down and stealing all those goodies. Nominated in 2012, and they're nominated again this year for a Rock and Roll nominee. Also heard from ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, nominated this year. They became eligible in 1986. And the Zombies, She's Not There, eligible year, 1989. They got nominated first in 2014. And this year, so best of luck to all of them. And we're stepping outside. It is darn right cold. We're going to turn to our good friend, Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com. How are you, Mark?
I'm cold. How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. They still have the air conditioner in the studio here, so we may have to fix that.
It's very cold. You know something? We actually have a high wind warning in effect. The winds are starting to pick up now from the west. There's a secondary Arctic front that's coming through tonight. That's going to give us a few snow squalls. I'm looking on radar. There's a couple of streamers off to the northwest of us. But the big story is the wind and the bitter cold. Temperature now running in the low and mid-teens. The wind's gusting up to 40 miles an hour. And by morning in Boston, it's 5 above to 5 below. And when you add on a northwest wind at 25 to 45 miles an hour, that gives you a wind chill factor close to 25 below zero. Do you think you can handle that or what?
Frostbite? I'm a little bit concerned about that. So, you know, I'm looking online. How many minutes does it take to get frostbite?
Well, at this time, I mean, probably like about 10 minutes. I mean, you've got maximum. Of course, if you're out tonight, just real common sense. You want to bundle up. You want to layer. And, gloves and actually, I would wear mittens because when you wear mittens, it actually keeps the heat from your fingers all together. When you wear gloves, it sort of separates everybody, and they're all cold in their own little compartment. And just don't be outside too long.
In the wind advisory, as you mentioned, so do precautionary people want to take in some, tie down anything? Because they were looking at about 60 miles an hour for the wind?
Well, yeah, the winds could gust over 50 miles an hour later on tonight. So any loose objects in your yard. But it's wintertime. Hopefully everybody's brought their patio furniture in and, you know, that's not really happening. But if you have any garbage cans outside, I would definitely bring them in. Of course, pets, I wouldn't leave them out for too long and check on the elderly. And, just be cool. Just use common sense. I think the most important thing of this is this Arctic wave is not going to last that long. It's really tonight and tomorrow. You wake up tomorrow morning, it's brutal cold, and the sun's out. But then during the afternoon, the wind starts to relax. The temperatures will recover to about 18 or 19 in Boston. But then a storm that way out west is going to race in and throw
another
a
one.
Shot of Well, yeah, but this isn't going to be terrible because it'll throw some snow in here after midnight tomorrow night, into probably noon on Saturday. So we're probably looking at 2 to 4 inches of snow from Boston west out to 128. It could be a little bit more in Worcester. But then it's going to transition to rain early in the afternoon. And by Saturday night, the temperature's in the 40s. And by Sunday morning, there's showers around. It's in the 50s. Ah. So it's just going to all go away in a big way. And a lot of folks that hate the cold, I'll tell you, the pattern's going to change. And the Arctic cold's just going to lift up into Canada. And I don't see this kind of cold returning anytime soon. And there are no major snowstorms in sight.
This is great. And for the latest update, you can go to weatherblast.com. Mark Rosenthal.
Weatherblast.com is my site. I can actually do green screen TV from my office out of my home, which is pretty cool. I've got all the information. I'm in a studio. And check it out, weatherblast.com.
And I have to say, you have the best hair. If I had long hair like yours, my friend, I would grow it out because it is just totally cool. I really dig it.
Well, hey, man, you know something, thanks, but it takes me all day to look like this.
I know. You know? All right, Mark Rosenthal, hang on the line. And if you want to get to the weather forecast, as you mentioned, weatherblast.com for the latest up-to-date weather. We'll be right back. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Streaming online at WMFO.org. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh. So you
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge. All right, we are in the middle of our 2017 Rock and Roll nominee party, and that was Journey. Okay, Journey was just nominated, so if you want to get your voice heard, the extended voting, rockhall.com/vote. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, in case you're not paying attention. Rockhall.com/vote. You can go on there and vote. And one of the nominees is Journey. And just so much background. The biggest hit right there, Don't Stop Believing, has gone beyond places that you would never even think of. It's been on the show Glee, the final episode of The Sopranos. Just so much more. Lights was actually the opening song from Infinity, the album that introduced Perry to the world and also put the band's new found style display for the first time. So they are nominated, and of course all the other artists that we played. I'm gonna check in on line one. We have the hotline ring in. Stephanie, baby doll, how are you?
Hi, honey bun.
Oh, we're reunited, but not under good circumstances. You're on the phone, so you can give good phone tonight.
I give good phone all the time, Danny. You know this.
So after 9 o'clock, we're gonna be doing a brand new Stephanie's Vault.
Stephanie's Vault, and it's going to be a great one, of course, Danny, because it's all the 2017 nominees as our format is right now. Great, great stuff, a lot of great stuff. And when you look at those artists, you wonder why it took, you know, till 2017 for them to be nominated. There's a lot of great, great stuff out there.
Yeah, because Journey actually became eligible in 2000. So just the fact that how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does everything, and just, you know, some of the other bands that we actually played. Let me get my list here, Stephanie, because you're not in studio. Here we go. So we kicked it off with Chaka Khan, and she was eligible in 2003, but she was nominated in 2012 last year and again this year.
Yes. And we want her to get in this year.
Well, that's what people need to do.
Funk. Again, long overdue. I think you've got another great female artist nominee would be Joan Baez.
Yes.
And, of course, she was at Woodstock back in 1969 and did a lot of work with Bob Dylan, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and a lot of great people that really paved the way for folk and modern-day rock and roll.
And
you know, back in the days where people were actually poets. They wrote the lyrics and the music and, you know, took a lot of thought into some of the songs. So it's really a great list, Danny.
Speaking of rock and roll, Boston's own Jay Giles Band is in there again. They were nominated in 2005, 2006, 2011, and this year they became eligible in 1995. The push is on to get them in there, but the push is all yours. Rockhall.com/vote.
Danny, also, let's not forget the Cars, also from Boston.
We're going to get to so much music. We got about an hour or so change left. Hang on, Stephanie, because her vault is coming up in a matter of minutes. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Wow. love stinks.
Love stinks.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
No.